There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills the place. I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his face, and my heart is overflowing the fullness of his joy. I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the in this place, I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
So now I invite you to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Just become comfortable in your seat, feeling your seat support you. Relax your body and still your mind. Take a deep cleansing breath and allow yourself to just go deeply within. Release as you exhale, release any worries, any anxious thoughts, any feelings of less than. Right here, right now, follow your breath and become still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, not only in this sacred sanctuary, but in every single one of us within. The best we have in spiritual teaching says that God is omnipresent spirit, in all, through all, above all, fully expressing at every point of the universe. There is but one mind, one life, one substance, one power. And we know that with God being the only real power in the universe, there is no power of evil. God is good. God is love. God is peace. God is life. God is unfailing and abundant substance, bountiful, able to fulfill every human need. God is an allness in which each one of us exists as an eachness. We live and move and have our being as an expression of the allness of divine potential. You are an expression of the divine life process. The whole of life is present in every part of your body, your mind, and your affairs. So if you are facing any problems this day, any outer challenges, prepare to bring them forward for healing. Know the whole of life is present as a healing process, sustaining you, changing you, blessing you, healing and renewing every cell and organ of your body. In the midst of any challenge or physical diagnosis, just become still and know allness. Thoughts of pain, discomfort, disease fade away as you embrace allness, wholeness, totality, completeness. The allness of the universe presses out right where you are. If you are struggling personally, get the sense that the whole of substance is present in your affairs as peace, prosperity, and success. The whole of it, not just part of it. The need is to let go of the limitation. Let go of the feeling of fear and thoughts that you are not enough. Claim the allness of the universe that presses out right where you are. And so it is with your relationships. Instead of wishing that you had more love in your life or more harmonious relationships, let it go and take a moment to be still and get the feeling of being centered totally and completely in the allness of infinite love. As you follow that love and allow it to regenerate from within you, you become more loving and you become a radiant force to draw forth that love from others. And so whatever your earthly challenge might be, I invite you to just bring it into the silence for a few moments, knowing that with God, all things are possible. With perfect allness, all things are healed. And so now, individually, we set the intention of practicing allness, practicing the presence of God in every area of our lives. And we come together as a spiritual community with great gratitude for the one presence and the one power that makes it all possible. We affirm that allness is here now, and we are so grateful. And let's just absolutely celebrate this as we joyfully and gratefully sing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine